This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is to meet with his counterparts Friday at Ramstein Air Base in Germany, where more aid for Ukraine is to be announced. On Thursday, the United States announced more than $2.5 billion in military aid, but no tanks Ukraine has requested. The latest U.S. package for weaponry includes 59 Bradley fighting vehicles and 90 Stryker armored personnel carriers. The new U.S. aid package brings American military assistance to Ukraine to almost $27 billion since Russia's invasion nearly a year ago. President Joe Biden is back in Washington after spending part of Thursday inspecting some of the damage caused by relentless storms that devastated some areas of California. We get more on the story from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The president walked along the splintered boardwalk in the beach town of Capitola and heard from business owners struggling to repair damage to their shops after deadly storms caused devastation across the region and killed more than 20 people statewide. From December 26th to January 17th, California was deluged by 11.47 inches of rain and snow on average across the state.
If anybody doubts the climate is changing, then they must have been asleep for the last couple years.
The president has already approved a major disaster declaration for the state, freeing additional federal resources for recovery efforts. Hours before his visit, he raised the level of federal assistance available even higher. I'm Norman Hall.
And for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. During President Biden's tour and damage in California, he told reporters that he's cooperating with the probe into his handling of some classified documents found at his private residence in Wilmington, Delaware, and an office space in Washington.
We're fully cooperating, looking forward to getting this resolved quickly. I think you're going to find there's nothing there. I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do. It's exactly what we're doing. There's no there there.
Attorney General Merrick Garland last week appointed Robert Hur, a former Maryland U.S. attorney, to serve as special counsel to oversee the Justice Department's inquiry into the documents. Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida on Friday announced plans to prepare for an exit plan for COVID-19 and downgraded status in the spring to levels equivalent to seasonal flu, a move that would ease mask wearing and isolation rules but scale down public support. The announcement, however, comes just as Japan faces record levels of COVID-19 deaths among elderly patients and what is seen as the country's eighth wave of outbreak since the pandemic began 3 years ago. A fire at a military base in Armenia has killed more than a dozen soldiers after they used gasoline for heating. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers has that story.
The blaze swept through a military barrack in the village of Azat in eastern Armenia. Armenia's defense minister blamed the fire eruption on the use of gasoline to fuel a stove, which was in violation of fire safety rules. He said that the unit's commander and about a dozen other officers were also fired. Prosecutors opened a probe into the fire. I'm Karen Chalmers.
69 Al-Shabaab militants were killed in two separate military operations in South and Central Somalia, according to Somali military officials. In a separate operation, at least 20 Al-Shabaab militants were killed and others were injured when Somali National Army fighters launched an attack Thursday on a militant base north of Baidai, the temporary administrative capital of Southwest, according to state officials. A fire broke out near the San Martin Square in the center of Peru's capital, Lima, early Friday. Amid protests in the city, the fire comes after a day of protests as thousands of people poured into the capital, many from the remote Andean regions, for demonstration against President Dina Boluarte and in support of her predecessor, whose ouster last month launched deadly unrest and cast the nation into political chaos. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.